News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 9 minutes after seven on News Talk Breakfast. In the wake of Maria Steen's failed bid to get on the ticket for this year's presidential election, Independent Ireland is calling for a referendum to change the nomination process. Michael Collins is the leader of Independent Ireland. He's with us now. Good morning to you, Deputy Collins.
Good morning, Johnson.
What would that change look like?
Well, we do need change. This is an outdated system that's in place. I can't even remember, I probably don't even know how far back these regulations were put in place. It didn't include MEP, so it could have been prior to our involvement in the European Union. That's one of the proposals we're putting before the change that we want, and we want to include our MEPs in Ireland to have a vote in relation to who could be a presidential candidate in this country. We also need to look at the outdated system that's working in relation to the councils, because many councils were blocked. Now, I have no issue. Democracy to me is if you have a candidate and you propose a candidate and the candidate doesn't win at council level, that's democracy. But if you have a candidate already selected through the Oireachtas and you're blocking every process you can at council level, that's an affront to democracy. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is what happened. I'm not picking any individual candidate, but Marie Steen, yes, but others as well. Now, you do have the regulation. We fully understand that because you cannot have some of the candidates.
It's not going to be a free-for-all, and to be fair, that's not what you're advocating for. But Michael Collins, how much damage did Independent Ireland do to Maria Steen's candidacy by waiting as long as he did to endorse her? If you gave her those four votes last week, it would have been easier to, I would argue, for her to make up the ground in the meantime. You left at lastminute.com and now you're complaining that she didn't get on the ticket.
No, not, as I said, it's just not for Marie Steen. There was other credible candidates too that could have got on the ticket. I think we were probably the only party in the country that made it very clear from the word go. If a candidate reached the magical figures of 16, that would trigger us to sit down as a party, parliamentary party, and make.
But you didn't make 16, and you still backed her. Therefore, that policy failed.
Didn't. But we're talking about Marie Steen here. The first communication as a party in total, Maria had with us was a request on Thursday evening to meet with her, which we did Monday, and we made a decision in Tuesday morning, where she was triggering close to the 16, as we see, she fell too short, but she had promises. There was plenty of independents out there other than us that could have made that decision from Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning and weren't willing to do so, and that's why Maria Steen, plus others, are where they are today. So we do need to make changes. Because changes need to be made at the level. We cannot have a system that worked 30, 40 years ago without being looked at 30, 40 years later. And as I said, the simple systems like the MEPs, like the councillors, having a better role, it's left a lot of bitter taste in people's mouths after this. But the bottom line is democracy. A name on a ballot paper is democracy. Blocking a name getting on a ballot paper is not.
Can I ask you, now that we are down to three candidates, is Independent Ireland going to plump for any of them?
At this present time, I think, talking to my colleagues, we need to sit down and see like who's going to, put up a better stand for the ordinary people out there. You know, I did mention that the presidency needs to be a voice for the voiceless people, and that's been asked, who are they, the people that today that are going to work, who are suffering in the morning, you know, with figuring out, have they enough food, have they enough money for food, have they a house to go to tonight?
How can the president in the role that is currently there do anything for those people?
I said that's what, and I know that, and I know that it was the role of a presidency, but they can be a voice of the people, a voice of people that have no voice, and that's hugely important. And that's what I asked Marie Steen when I met her Monday night. Would she be a voice for those voiceless people? The people are caught in a trap of cost of living, people have no homes, and she assured us she would.
So you want an opposition in the Oireachtas as opposed to a president?
No, a voice for the people. That's not opposition, that's standing with the people that are suffering at this time, and there's quite a lot of them suffering this time, Johnson.
Okay, Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland and TD for Cork South West, thanks very much for joining us. We will have Catherine Connolly in studio with us in the next hour.
We will indeed.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.